from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton, and this is the California Report. The lead up to Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech last night in Philadelphia included half a dozen speakers from California, including Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and Congressman Javier Becerra. As Scott Schaefer, KQED's senior editor for Politics and Government, reports, Clinton's speech lit a fire under her California supporters.
With the nomination now formally hers, Hillary Clinton will try to build on the energy and enthusiasm generated this week in Philadelphia. Delegate Jessica Self from Modesto says she's ready to go.
I can't even describe how excited I am. I've been waiting for this my entire life. We all grew up wanting to be the first woman president, and she beat us to the punch.
But if California's deeply divided delegation is any guide, Democrats still have a lot of work to do uniting the party. Polls show Clinton with a commanding lead over Donald Trump in California, so it's doubtful we'll see her back in the state other than to raise money, and she'll be here plenty for that. Well, Hillary Clinton did make history this week as the first woman nominated for president by a major political party. Now comes the hard part, winning, to become the nation's first female commander-in-chief. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Philadelphia.
The Sabranos fire currently burning along the coast near Big Sur is large, getting larger, and expected to burn for weeks to come. After breaking out 7 days ago, it scorched nearly 30,000 acres, destroyed 41 homes, and threatened at least 2,000 other homes, buildings, and claimed one life. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection estimates it'll take until the end of August to fully extinguish it. As of this morning, it's just 15% contained. In San Diego, one police officer died this morning after being shot during a traffic stop late last night. His partner, also shot, is still in the hospital but expected to fully recover. The San Diego Police Department says one suspect is in custody, but they are searching for other possible suspects. Many unauthorized immigrants had pinned their hopes on getting work permits through President Obama's immigration plan. But now that the U.S. Supreme Court has placed the plan on hold, we wondered what might be next for those looking to work in California legally. KPCC's Leslie Beristein Rojas reports.
I have maternal, I have cardiologies, traumatologies.
Sochi Gamberos is flipping through one of the medical books she keeps in her hall closet. Each morning, she drops her two kids off at school. Then she heads back to her Inglewood apartment to study for a nursing license. She digs out a book, a gigantic volume on pharmacology.
You know, it's heavy. It's really, really, really heavy.
Gamberos used to be a nurse in Mexico before she moved here in 2008. Since arriving, she hasn't worked much. She's in the U.S. illegally. Gamberos arrived on a tourist visa and says she overstayed. Despite this, she may be able to work as a nurse here soon. Gamberos is one of close to 3,000 people who have applied for a professional license through a new California law. It lets people who don't have Social Security numbers apply to 39 professional licensing boards, from nursing to architecture to cosmetology. But how can Gamberos work as a nurse without a permit? It's simple. Federal law prohibits employers from hiring unauthorized immigrants, but there's nothing that stops the same immigrants from opening a business or working as an independent contractor. Gamberos can't work for a hospital, but she could go into business for herself as a home care nurse.
I'd be so excited because, oh my God, finally I can work.
Not everyone is excited about the prospect of unauthorized immigrants working legally. Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington, D.C. group that favors tighter immigration rules. He thinks California is pushing it.
What are you going to expect when immigration has completely changed the political nature of the state, other than kind of nullification of federal immigration law? I mean, they're simply essentially trying to negate federal law because they didn't like it.
There are other ways immigrants without work permits can work legally. Meet Olga Cordero. She and her husband would have qualified for work permits under Obama's immigration plan, but they don't really need them. Cordero says even without a work permit, she can still pursue her American dream. That's because she and her husband own their own business. They own a small jewelry store in North Hollywood. So long as they pay taxes, they're legally self-employed. Cordero arrived in the late 1980s and couldn't find jobs that paid well. She worked as a babysitter and in restaurants and saved every penny as capital.
Cuando queremos algo, hay que sacrificar algo.
Cordero says they sacrificed no going out, no vacations. The couple has done pretty well. They own a spacious home and a condo that they rent out. But other immigrants are struggling. I spoke with Jose Martinez, a day laborer from El Salvador. He came to the U.S. 10 years ago when he was already 40. He says he'd love to start a business as a contractor, but he thinks it's impossible. Martinez says he simply doesn't have the money for a contractor's license. He supports family members back home, and after rent and bills, he says his earnings are gone. There's a clear division among immigrants between the haves and have-nots. Kevin Johnson teaches immigration law at UC Davis.
There are generational divides, there are class divides, there are all these divides. They're separate and apart from immigration status.
So not everyone has the same opportunities. Gamberos, the aspiring nurse, has a few advantages. Her husband has a gardening business and supports them. This lets her stay home and study. She says she's eager to get back to nursing.
I like to feel the adrenaline. I like to want to help people.
She hopes to take her exams early next year. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristein Rojas in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Friday, July 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Tina Rubio directed the show. Our producers are Nina Thorson and Mel Baker. The editing team included Polly Stryker, Scott Schaefer, Lisa Alaferis, Tyke Hendricks, Alex Helmick, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer, Ethan Lindsay, managing editor. And the executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. From KQED in San Francisco, I'm Danielle Venton. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. The California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.